Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and I have some sad news to share with you. On the 22nd of November, it was announced that Charlie Balog, one of the most respected members of the musicians at Pipe Organ Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, had died suddenly after a short illness. Today's show is therefore dedicated to this fine artist who was always pushing the boundaries of this art form. Clap hands, here comes Charlie, an obvious choice for an opener, and a number that Charlie Balog played at many of his concerts, and one that he recorded on the Wurlitzer at Organ Stop in Mesa in 1995 for a CD of the same name. Charlie originally hailed from Trenton, New Jersey, and his interest in music started at age 11. He studied under various teachers, including for a short time with silent film organist Lee Irwin. Moving to Phoenix in 1973, he worked as staff organist for Organ Stop Pizza, then moving to Grand Rapids, Michigan in 1977 to become organist at the Roaring Twenties restaurant, where he also recorded three albums. From an LP that he cut with drummer Tim Fronchek and brother Dave Balog on saxophone, this is the traditional Song of the Vulgar Boatman. Thank you. In 1986, Charlie Balog and his family purchased the Roaring Twenties restaurant, renaming it Good Time Charlie's, and he enjoyed great personal and business success there for 5 years. But in 1991, he decided to close the business and move back to Phoenix, rejoining the staff at Organstop. There he made a series of CD recordings, including Red, White and Blue, The Music of America, released in 2003. F.W. Meacham's American Patrol, played in big band style by Charlie Balog on the Wurlitzer at Organstop Mesa. Naturally, Charlie played many concerts throughout the USA and Canada, along with tours of the UK and Australia during his 47-year professional career. One such was on the Wurlitzer in the Krukhoff residence in Chicago in February of 1991, a concert that included What'll I Do by Irving Berlin.
Thank you.
What'll I Do? From a 1924 Irving Berlin Broadway show. I wasn't present, unfortunately, at that concert, but I was, for one, the following year at the house of Ruth Dresser in Malibu, California, and Charlie very kindly agreed to allow me to record his playing for my G-Dad It's a Wurlitzer program on KPCC-FM Pasadena. I think it's safe to say that big band music was in Charlie's blood, and it was certainly one of his favourite styles of playing, sometimes aided by electronic rhythm gizmos, as you'll hear on Sing, Sing, Sing from the pen of Louis Prima in 1936. Leroy Anderson's The Sandpiper Ballet took us back to another of Charlie's CDs, featuring the Wurlitzer at Organstop, That's Entertainment, which was released in 2001. His tenure at Organstop from 1991 to just a couple of weeks ago, when he suffered a debilitating stroke, was no accident. Charlie Bellock knew how to entertain the patrons with music old and new, using electronic enhancements where beneficial, and constantly pushing the boundaries of what these great pipe instruments can do. His unique style earned him accolades from fellow professionals and critics alike, and his ingenuity will surely be missed. I'll play out with a gorgeous song, Love Look Away, from Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1958 show, Flower Drum Song, recorded on his own Wurlitzer in Good Time Charlie's Grand Rapids in the late 80s. Until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.